Come on. A little longer. I was up pretty late writing an assignment. I'm getting pretty quick with the typing, but, you know, the voice recognition is good, but sometimes you need to poke the keys with a stick. Well, if you wake me up like that. Hey, it's our 2-year anniversary. Remember when you still had to feed me? Ugh, I gave you so much grief for getting me to learn to do it on my own. Oh, I was such a wreck when you met me. But now, I can type, I can make food on my own, I can balance on the floor upright and move around. I guess that's pretty good for an amputee who doesn't even have stumps. I mean, I did struggle for a while. They wanted to try prosthetics, but they're so bulky and heavy and cumbersome. They couldn't believe someone becoming an amputee at my age would rather learn to go without. And that I was willing to just use my teeth to write, and my shoulder and jaw to hold things. I guess I was starting to accept that this was me. Pretending to be normal is so much harder than accepting you're different. Ah, that's cute of you to say it was all me, but I had been hopeless for a while. It wasn't until you properly ravaged me and I had to feel something that I began to believe in anything. Hell, my parents would have been content to leave me in a wheelchair, plugged in and useless. Not that I blame them. They were in a panic, but now I might be more fit than when I could run. Well, lifting my hips seemed to have had a reward attached to it. I didn't think I could ever feel sexy again, let alone happy, until some weird perverted nurse came along. Hey, can you take off this t-shirt? I look like a pillow. Wow, those scars sure healed over. It was as if I was never meant to have limbs in the first place. I'm so symmetrical now. Fuck, I'm the sexiest slab of meat there is. Look at this six-pack. I'm a literal human washboard. Ugh, I'm so small, too, and compact. Oh my god, I was meeting with my niece the other day. She's taller than me, and she's 6 years old. I was balancing on the floor with her, and she was like, "Hey, I want to show you something." And she fucking lifted me up and moved me like I was a sack of flour. It's not like she's ever even developed an idea of what weird is. Hey, only I get to laugh about myself. I remember when you stuck me naked into one of your duffel bags. Oh, and stuck a Bluetooth vibrator in me and closed it shut. Oh, fuck. I could hear as you walked around the grocery store, asking someone where the apples were as I tried so hard to stay quiet. Oh, listening to the cashier beeping our groceries was agony. And then we go into some big washroom or something. You open the bottom end and stick your tongue in me and, oh, God, getting carried home like that felt so good. I can't even explain that. I must have passed out. Hey, I'm hungry. Take off your shorts. Aren't I the perfect height? I bet you're hungry too. Why don't you? Gah! Oh, we're gonna do it this way, huh? Upside down and oh god. Just down another inch and I can reach your whole cock and mm-hmm. Oh. Oh, I love it when you toss me around like that. Knowing you can just do whatever you please, but you'll never hurt me. Just torture me in the most beautiful way. Now, oh, finish me off. Oh, please, please, please come in. I can't do it myself. Come on, no legs in the way. Oh, please, I'm so small like this. Your dick, I'm so proportionally tiny for you. Please, oh, please make me your fuck toy. Oh, yes, oh, yes. Oh, I need it. Yes. Oh, this limbless torso girl needs to be fucked. Oh, she needs a proper reward. Oh, for riding all night. Oh, pumped while I'm squirming and writhing and yes, yes, yes. Oh, God. Oh. Fuck! Oh, you're coming to clean me up? You're making it too easy to be lazy today. I almost want to pass out after that. Hey, that's an idea. Why don't you really make me into your pillow girl? Wrap me up in a pillowcase and lay on me. Come on. I know you don't have to work today. Oh, it's nice and warm. Come on, set an alarm and we'll take a nap like that. You know, for a little while, I thought I had nothing. A broken body, a broken Olympic dream, a broken heart. It's so strange. I feel that I have a lot right now. No arms or legs, but I feel strong mentally. I have a life, a good one, and a wonderful man. Mm.